He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 258. We have an interesting gadget, and I do mean an interesting gadget today. This is a Kickstarter campaign, and I'll give you a little preview of what it is. You may if you're a little bit older, like I am, you may recognize this from your childhood, but it came back with a new look and styling. So we'll take a peek at that in a second. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. The easiest way to get to our program is just go to our website, and that's pretty simple. Just go to www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch the show right off the website, or certainly you can subscribe to iTunes. We're on iTunes and pretty much any glass surface that's out there, you can get us. Also, if you're on the website, make sure that you scroll down and you subscribe to the either subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but more importantly, I think what you want to do is get the newsletter, because that is a synopsis of everything that we talk about on the show. It will come in your email Thursday evening, because every Thursday we post a new show. And basically what it is just a brief synopsis of everything that we talked about, and it's all highlighted for you, so you don't have to you don't have to shake toe notes. You don't have to take show notes and write everything down. We also have a Facebook page, and you're certainly welcome to take a peek at that. I try to post up all our episodes. Some of our premiere programming is on there from time to time. I have some, I think, cool photographs. I do a lot of photography and just basically what's going on with the Gadget Professor. And last but not least, I just want to call attention to our Rebel Mouse page. You can subscribe to the Rebel Mouse page. It's totally free. And if you're interested in new gadgets and what's coming out in the near future or out today, this is certainly the page that you want to go on. Rebel Mouse is a neat product. It basically will take everything that is brand new, and we've set this up, took a long time to set up, and anytime some new gadget comes out, it's instantly put up on this website. It's called Rebel Mouse, just like it sounds, and it would be / Gadget Professor, and if you subscribe to that, as soon as something comes out, you'll see it on this website, and also you have the links to go right to that product and find out more about it. I check this several times a day, because stuff comes out every 15 minutes, literally, and this page is dynamic, so as soon as something new comes out, you will see that. And this is all in the show notes, so you can check that out. So now what I would like to do is let's get on with the show and start off by saying I just received this gadget yesterday in the mail, and it's a Kickstarter campaign, and it's called Stojo. And as you can see here, it is a collapsible cup, and what's kind of neat about this is, as I said, it's a brand new design, and what you'll find is that this particular cup has totally been redesigned from the old days. You may remember the old days where you had, I think it was an aluminum cup. I used to take it to Boy Scout camp, and it would just collapse. Well, this is the same idea, but it's now back with a completely new design and ergonomically friendly as well as environmental friendly. So let's take a quick peek and see what this does. I just hit the wrong switch there. Let's go back. Okay, so this is a rubberized cup, if you will, portable cup, and they thought of everything. So you would pull this bottom piece out and just set it aside, and then basically you're going to pull your cup out, and it's kind of rubberized. It's the only way I can describe it. And as this comes out, it forms, as you can see, a cup. These come in a variety of colors. And the top unscrews. And inside, of course, you would put your liquid, hot, cold, whatever it may be. And let's say you're going to put hot coffee. We know how hot that can get. What they did is they thought of everything. This bottom piece actually is a cup holder. So you put your liquid in there, and this screws on pretty tight, makes a great seal. And there you go. There's your cup. And it has a little sippy junky on the top there where you can actually put the liquid in and, of course, sip it. Now, If you want to see how this works, you can go to their website. And what this looks like is it's a reusable cup that fits into your pocket. It quickly collapses into a leak-proof disc, if you will, but it's a fairly large disc, and I'll show you that in a second. The lid and sleeve insulate your hand from hot and cold beverages, and it fits anywhere for ultra portability. It comes in, as I said, a variety of colors, and they did a pretty good job with it. I must admit that. These sell for about $15, and it is a Kickstarter campaign. But it's kind of a neat device if you want something that's portable. Let's take a look at how this actually collapses. So here's your cup, and when you're done, it's pretty simple. You just punch it back in, put this insert piece in, and away you go. I don't know if I'd want to put this in my pocket, but certainly it's collapsible and easily portable, and it's dishwasher safe, so and there's nothing that's harmful that will affect you. And if you really want detail, you can go into the website, and they actually have a little video here that you can actually take a look at. And I'm not going to run the video here, but they have all the information that you could possibly want on this particular device. And as I said, it's a very unique device. The only thing that I found that was somewhat interesting, you got to be careful of, is it's totally washable, so it comes completely apart. Even the top piece will come off, and you can just hand wash this or throw it in the dishwasher. So, you know, you have four parts: the cup, the sleeve that's going to hold it so you don't burn your hands off, the rim, which will make seal with the top lid, and your top lid. The only thing you have to be careful of is when you're putting this back together, you want to make sure that the lip is on top, so you want to put it together like so. Okay, this is going to squeeze in here, and what's nice is it's so pliable that it's pretty simple to operate. So you want to make sure that the cup itself is, the lip is above the white holder here, and the reason for that is so it makes a seal. If you're not aware of that and you put the lip under it, it will leak. And then, of course, you definitely want to use this. I would say you want to use this holder all the time because it adds rigidity to the actual device because it's very flexible. And the other thing that I will say, as well as it's made and everything, if you don't use this device and you squeeze this cup and it's full, it's going to come out. The liquid's going to come out. So, again, you really want this. So if you're in the market for an interesting device, as I said, they're about $15, and they're going to come in all sizes. So you want to check this out. Again, it's called Stojo, and it will be in the show notes. So thank you very much for sending me that. Now let's take a look at some apps of the day. It's a great idea. It might be a little pricey, but so be it. So be it. I don't know if you have kids and they text and drive. That drives me berserk, myself included. I try not to text and drive. I'm not that gifted where I could do two things at once. I can barely drive as it is. So this device is called Sentinel, and it's an app and it's an actual physical device. And the purpose of this gadget is to prevent your kids or to allow you to monitor your kids or whoever it is you want to monitor that they're not texting. So it's not free, I'll tell you that right now. But you'll get an app, and it will tell you the cell phone activity, texting, talking, posting, even checking Facebook. Speeding, you can set a speed limit and get alert if your teen is driving too fast. Also, you can designate safe areas and know where your car is at all times. It's kind of neat. And you'll also know the time of day or night that your kids are out or whoever you're assigning to this device. And it gives you a complete log of all that at all times, and the app would be instant. So if they're speeding, you would know that instantly. And yeah, I know it's a privacy thing, but I'd rather have the privacy thing than have my kid get hurt. And also, you want to teach them good behavior. So this is the device that actually goes in your car, and that will detect the speed and also monitor the phone conversations or the activity on the phone. As I said, it's not cheap. But this is a definite way to entice your kids that if you don't follow the rules of driving, you're not going to have the car or whatever rules you set up. So the truth of the matter is, it's not cheap. It's a little pricey. The actual device here is $199, one-time charge, and you'll actually get the physical device. The app itself, of course, is free, but bad enough you got to pay $200 for it. Now you're paying $20 a month additional for the monitoring services. And again, I said right off the bat, it's pricey, but it's a cool gadget. It's a cool idea. I think they would have been better off lowering the price to like $50 for the actual physical monitoring piece, and dropping that down to $10 to make it a little bit more affordable. That said, if it protects your kid or someone else from getting in an accident, it's well worth it. So just something to check out, and something to be aware of, if you will. Now, the next app that I'll tell you about, it's not actually an app, it's an update. And if you notice here, this is Microsoft Security Bulletin, MS-16071. Microsoft has actually put out a ton of new security upgrades, updates, if you will, and you definitely want to take advantage of that. Typically, these come out on Tuesday, and if you set your PC to automatically update, you won't have to worry about any of this because your PC will automatically update. If you haven't updated in a while, there's a lot of new updates that have come out in the last week or two, and you definitely want to do that. So I'll include this page in the show notes, and you can take a look at that and update as you will. Please update. Here's another app, if you will, and I'll tell you something. If you're going to take one app ever for photography from the Gadget Professor, if you're going to use anything that I've ever recommended, this is the number one highly recommended app from the Gadget Professor for your photography. And this is called the Google Nick Collection. I am astonished that they have made this available for free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, I kid you not. You can go to their page. It's google.com/Nick Collection. It will be in the show notes. But these are various apps that you will get that will enhance your photography. And I must admit, they are considerable. If you look through this webpage, you'll see that you get a plethora of free apps, if you will, on Analog EFX Pro. You're going to get Silver FX Pro, which is strictly for black and white. You're going to get the Color EFX Pro. I use that all the time. You're going to get Viveza, which is an app that will allow you to make specific masks and adjust the color. You're going to get a sharpener, an HDR effects, which I just love the HDR effects. I think that's one of the coolest apps out there. And then you'll get one called Define. These are free, and they are probably some of the highest quality filters that you can get for free. And actually, even if you had bought them, you will get your money's worth. And they just made this free a couple months ago, so definitely check this app out. They're very intuitive, very simple to operate, and you will thank me. So if you load this and use it, let me know. And if you have a cell phone, smartphone, or any kind of camera, it really doesn't matter, because it will take that image and it basically imports it into these apps, if you will, whatever one you want to use. And it's, as I said, it's very intuitive, and you can make the adjustments accordingly to what it is that you like. So definitely check that out. I think you're really, really, really going to enjoy it, and it opens up a whole new world of photography for you and your kids. Now, here is an interesting app. If you want to get millions, and I mean millions, of free Microsoft ebooks on pretty much everything that Microsoft puts up, here is the site. So they have close to 500 titles that have just come out, and it says here they're giving away millions of free ebooks. That's a lot of books. So if you're interested in finding out more information on how to use Word or Windows 8.1 or Upgrade or whatever, SharePoint, Azure, the cloud, whatever it is you're interested in, check out this site, because there is a free ebook that will help you understand what it is you're trying to learn about the products from Microsoft. So very cool site, and I have used these books many times. They're great. I haven't used a million of them, but I've used several of them. And now, here's a question that I get asked all the time, and it's, I don't have a Kindle. How do I read Kindle books? Do I have to have a Kindle? Well, the answer is no, you don't have to have a Kindle. The Kindle app is available for pretty much every platform that's out there, whether you're on the iOS, the Android, whether you have a Mac or a PC, it just doesn't matter. This app is totally free, and you just download it. Just look for the Kindle app, and it will make whatever device you have totally compatible with any Kindle book or Kindle reader that's out there. You will be able to replicate the same functionality. So that is a very cool thing, and I get asked that question about four times a month. Someone asks me that. I don't have a Kindle. Do I have to buy one? I want to read books. No, just download this app, and you will be all set. And now we're going to go to another app called iTunes Preview. Well, this is the preview of the app. Let me put it that way. It's called Cheat Sheet, and I have used this twice this week already. And what it is it's one place where you can put everything that you always forget, like where'd you park the car, what's the key code number, you know, what's the name of such and such. This all will go into one place, and Cheat Sheet is for those little things that you never remember, and that's considerable. You can look them up anytime, anywhere. They're all in one place, and it's on a widget. So you may have a parking meter situation where, you know, you want to be reminded as to what time your meter runs out or where you parked or a phone number. This is a great little app that you can get, and they do have an unlocked version. I think the unlocked version is $3. Obviously, you'll get more functionality with that. And then last but not least, I found another app, and I just loaded it this morning, and I kind of like it. It's called Ping Alert, and what Ping Alert will do is it keeps you alert of a variety of different subject matter that you probably want to be aware of, particularly if you're traveling or if it's in the winter. Like, what am I talking about? Well, you'll get weather alerts, school closings, amber alerts, traffic reports, fire, power outages, local events, and also the big one, national emergencies, national disasters, like earthquake, floods, etc. And this is a great app. There's no ads. There's no spam. It's perfectly clear. They 100% guarantee that your privacy is protected. So this app is 100% free. And check it out. I think it's a good app to have, particularly if you're going to be traveling a lot and, you know, you're going to different parts of the country or different cities, towns, whatever the case may be. This app is very handy to have, and I always like to have apps on my phone that will help me find where I need to go or remember what I need to remember or be aware of the environment that I am in. I know I'm in Arizona. I know that. And today's Thursday. This Sunday, they're expecting record temperatures around 120, 121. As I understand it, the record here in Arizona in the Phoenix-Scottsdale area is 122. It will be interesting to see if it reaches that or actually breaks the record. It's been pretty hot here. So this type of app, this Ping 4 Alerts, will actually tell you, even if you're here visiting or whatever, that there's a heat wave coming, and you know, you'll want to know if it's 120 degrees, believe me. But it's a dry heat. It's pretty hot. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope everyone enjoyed the show, and I will see everyone next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.